Hello and welcome to the first installment of the Daily Be Present in Your Future podcast. And one of the main things we want to discuss today is Monday morning motivation. It is possibly one of the most difficult things to deal with, which is that Monday morning when you just want to go back to sleep and not deal with your life, or you don't want to go into that crappy job, or maybe you're waking up to some financial stress. And I think this is something that all of us face, regardless of our day-to-day job, what we do in general, or just what we're doing as a person. So what I want to talk about is how you line yourself up for a good Monday, because getting yourself to have a good Monday is a good way to get yourself to have a really good week. So that's what we're going to go into now, is just three quick things that you can do the first thing you wake up on a Monday morning to set yourself up for a successful week. But before I do, just a quick message. If you haven't subscribed to this channel, please do. We're going to be having daily podcast interviews with entrepreneurs, a weekly segment on a how-to, and also we have a YouTube channel where there's going to be a weekly video along the same lines of the podcast. So if you enjoy this, don't forget to subscribe. It would mean the world to us. Thank you so much. So one of the first things that I always do when I wake up is journaling. Now, to be honest, this was one of those things that I absolutely hated when I first started doing it. I thought it was hippie-ish and it wouldn't help me in any way, but it's surprisingly effective. Now, I don't mean writing down how you're feeling today, your dreams, or anything like that. What I simply mean is taking out a simple piece of paper. And I want you to write down the three things that you want to achieve today. Three things that would make you feel like you've had a successful day. And then underneath those, I want you to put down how you would feel if you completed them. And then why you want to complete them, how they're helping you in your long-term goals. Now, this is just two sentences on each of these is all you need. After that, I want you to take out a second page and I want you to write down how you're feeling today. And just in general, you know, what is stressing you out. It's surprising how good it can be to get those things down on paper. So that's the first step, is just write down those things, three things you want to achieve. Don't overburden yourself. And that should instantly make you feel a little bit better. Now, the second thing I want you to do is actually get those three things done. That's really, really important, because there's a lot of things that are going to get in the way. And this is why it's important to make sure when you're doing this journal that you write down things that are achievable. Because if you write down anything that's not achievable, then you're just not going to get it done. So those three things need to be something you can achieve today. And I want you to get them done, because if you can achieve those three things every day, you're going to be moving step by step towards your future. I want you to also take those three things and try and figure out in your mind how they're helping towards your long-term goals. And if they're not helping towards your long-term goals, are they removing something off your plate that's going to help you over time? These are important steps to make sure that you're moving in the right direction. Now, the third thing is possibly more important than journaling or getting stuff done at all. What I want you to do is make sure that before you open your WhatsApp, before you open any emails, before you deal with any of the stresses that you have today, it's important to start your day on a win. All of the most successful entrepreneurs in the world will tell you this is what they do. They start their day on a win. So every morning when I wake up, before I open my correspondence, before I hit my to-do list, and sometimes before I even do the journaling piece, I look for something I can achieve that starts my day on a win. So if you have a small to-do item that you've been putting off, or, you know, it can be anything. A lot of people will start with exercise, which is a really good one. But the whole idea is basically the first thing you do in a morning is a positive step towards your future or towards your day, or just simply removing something off that to-do list. And the whole idea of this is it'll get some endorphins going and it'll put you into that flow state. So start your day on a win is really, really important. And that is what I would advise to anyone. Some people even start their day on a win by just simply making the bed and cleaning around the place. It's just a way to set up your environment for the day. But start your day on a win is a hugely important way to move forward throughout your week. I'm going to throw in a fourth bonus one here, and that one is try and wake up that little bit earlier on a Monday. I get up myself now at 4:30, but I'm not expecting other people to do that. I mean, you want to get up as early as you possibly can, because waking up earlier, it's not that the waking up early in itself will help you. It's just that if you start following everything else that we're going to talk about over the coming weeks, then you'll find that extra hour or 15 minutes or 2 hours or whatever you can do in the morning will help you get that anxiety off your chest. And that's really what we want to talk about now, is stop working on these massive tasks and be present in your own future is all about working on simple daily tasks that you can do, which will help over time instead of trying to take on those big chunks of anxiety. So I hope this episode helped you. Don't forget to like and subscribe to the YouTube, and please let us know in the comments, or if you're listening, you can send an email to bepresentinyourfuture@gmail.com and let us know what type of thing you are interested in learning about. So thank you so much, and we'll see you tomorrow.